The following program is intended as an educational program, not as investment advice or as a recommendation to buy, sell, or participate in any investment vehicle, product, offering, or strategy. Investment advisory services are offered through Turning Point Financial, a registered investment advisor. Any references to specific securities, investment vehicles, or strategies are intended only as examples, not as recommendations. All investments involve risk, including the possibility of losing money. Welcome to Money and Mission here on Holy Family Radio, WHYF AM 720, where each week we talk about wealth management built on a foundation of biblical wisdom and principles. Do you ever wonder how your money and the things you own are actually helping you live out what you really feel called to in your heart? You know, there's so much peace of mind that comes when you sense that your money is aligned with your values and convictions, as well as your financial goals. And there's so much potential for anxiety and worry when that alignment doesn't exist.
That's right, James. But that can be easier said than done. There's so much financial information coming at us every minute of every day, and it can actually be overwhelming. Terminology, ideas and philosophies, various competing principles, and of course, financial products and services. Keeping all of this information straight can be downright confusing and possibly even scary.
Yeah, you're not kidding there, right? And when you're confused, or if you're scared, then you're simply not making good decisions.
No.
And that can keep you from being all that God wants you to be, and it can hurt you pretty badly as well. Welcome to episode 51.
Yes.
Of Money and Mission.
We're racking them up.
Next week, the one-year birthday of Money and Mission.
Are you going to make us a cake, Joe?
I was thinking you'd be bringing the cake.
We'll be bringing the cake. That's right. Well, I'm James Good.
And I am Eric Terrio. Each week, in the first part of our show, we'll talk about some current financial events so you'll have a better understanding of what some of the terminology and events actually mean.
And then we get to my favorite part,
Ba-dum-bum. The
weekly puzzler. And we have no idea. It's just a brain teaser, right? It's a puzzle, and we'll share it with you. We never know if it's interesting to anyone but us, but we're behind the mic.
That's right. So we're going to keep them rolling.
We'll keep them rolling. That's right.
So let's jump into our show, James, in our week in review.
Oh, there was so much to talk about this week.
Just five minutes ago.
A new pope.
That's right.
Was announced.
The white smoke came out of the Vatican, and they announced a new pope.
That's right. And the first American pope in all of history, right, Joe?
That's right.
Yes. All of history. That's right. Robert Francis Prevost?
Yes.
Did I say that the right way?
And he chose the name Leo the 14th.
Right. And I understand he chose that name because he wants to continue the church's social teaching, right? And so that's very important.
And picking up after Leo the 13th, they
said.
That's
right. Mm-hmm. That's right.
But so that's pretty exciting.
That's right. But he is the 267th pope in all of history. So that's big news, and it happened, again, like 5 minutes, right as we were getting ready to.
We walked into the station, and Joe and them were watching the TV, saying they found a pope.
That's right. So, well, there's a whole bunch of stuff. We are actually recording in the back room today.
Yes, things are happening around here.
It's like, send your kids to the back room, right? You know,
put them guys in the supply closet.
That's right. You know, the one-year anniversary is coming up. Go sit in the corner, right? You know. But there is a whole bunch of stuff here on the floor.
Mm-hmm.
And
big week here at Holy Family Radio.
Big week. This stuff is for an online auction, raising money for Catholic Radio and all of that Holy Family Radio stands for.
Goodness. Am I allowed to mention what I see? Yeah, there's fire safe here. There's some things here I would like.
Is that bird seed back there?
There's bird seed and a bird feeder.
Yeah. Bird seed and a bird feeder.
The nice weather's coming. That'll be great.
That's right.
Mother's Day gift.
That's right. So you get on Holy Family Radio's website, and there will be a link there to the online auction.
Great.
Right. Now, the auction itself is
16, 17, 18.
16, 17, and 18. So
of this month.
Of this month.
Yep.
That's right. So if you're listening to Money and Mission on Tuesday,
it'll be May, the 13th.
May
13th.
May 13th. Tuesday, mm-hmm. May 13th. Then you'll have an opportunity to go out and look at the website and see what's there and get geared up to bid a lot.
Because it's Thursday, Friday, and Saturday.
Thursday, Friday, and yep. Saturday. Right.
15, 16, 17.
That's right. So that bird seed and bird feeder, it goes together. Don't just buy one. Buy them together.
They are one bid.
That's right. Bid on them together. Oh, so they're one bid.
They're one bid, yes.
That's right. But no telling what kind of birds we'll visit, right? But you'll have all the stuff you need for that. What else do we have there, Eric?
Oh, I see a breakfast sandwich maker. We have a dessert stand. Some nice household goods here. Pot and pan set.
Are we saying 16, 17, 18, right?
Yes. No, we said 15, 16th, and 17th.
Well, then I messed up.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Correct. Correction. May 16, 17, and 18.
Mm-hmm.
Is the online.
So Friday,
auction.
Saturday, Sunday.
We have Sight and Sound tickets too.
Oh, Sight and
to see the Noah Show.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
That's
tickets
exciting.
To see the
Harrisburg
Noah Show.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Harrisburg. There you go.
Yeah, you guys got to get on here and check
cards.
Out.
Look at the gift cards.
Boscov.
Gift cards, the Boscov sheets, Lowe's.
Wawa now.
Wawa gets in on it too. I mean, you can't let sheets do it all by themselves,
yeah.
Right?
So it's a great way to get gifts as well as support Holy Family Radio.
That's right. So, but when you get on the website, you know, bid high, bid high. Really, you're not just having an auction. You're supporting
yes.
Holy Family Radio and everything that Holy Family Radio stands for. And you're getting some really cool stuff in the process.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you lose the bid, Joe, is there any way they can like call in and say, hey, we wanted to give money anyway?
Yes, they can.
So they could. Right. So
let's
pretend you bid and you don't get what you, but you were planning to spend, you know, $300 or $500 for that bird seed.
And it was more about supporting the station and the calls.
That's exactly right. It's right. More about supporting the station. So let's say you bid $500 for the bird seed and the bird feeder and you don't get the bid. Well, just call the station
mm-hmm.
and tell them you want to give them the money anyway.
Mm-hmm.
And they'll be happy to take it. That's right. And that's why we call this Money in Mission.
That's right.
Right. It's all about your money doing things for you that you believe in that are near and dear to the values in your heart.
Because what we talk about each week, money is a tool.
Money is
a tool. And this is a great way to use your money as a tool to support Holy Family Radio.
That's exactly right.
And to keep folks like us on the air.
That's exactly right.
We'd be talking into the earth.
That's right.
No one would be listening.
Well, if we keep this up, they're going to give us a new job.
Yeah?
That's right. Oh, my goodness.
Official fundraiser.
That's right.
Well, let's switch gears. I know we have a handful of financial notes here, but maybe we can just touch on some of the more important ones that came up in the past few days. So which one would you like to tackle here? Probably what the Fed had to say, the market. There's a few items.
Well, you know, it's kind of interesting. The Fed is talking about how tariffs are weakening economic growth,
mm-hmm.
right? I guess I respectfully disagree, right?
Okay.
I think economic growth was weakening already.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we've been talking for almost the entire year.
51 episodes.
That's for 51 episodes about how, you know, the Purchasing Managers Index is declining, has been in contraction mode for almost 3 years now, with the exception of like January and February of this year. So, you know, if that's been happening already, then how do you say that tariffs are the cause? Right?
Yeah.
It was already happening. It's almost like people were gearing up for the tariffs or something 3 years before they knew they were going to happen. But anyway, the Purchasing Managers Index, I'm actually sitting here looking at three different reports. Remember, purchasing managers are all about people who buy large quantities of products for different business entities. So if you add up all the manufacturing companies here in the United States, you look to see were they spending more money or less money on products to make things than they were the previous month. And so if you have a PMI reading at, say, 48, that's less than 50. That it's means you're in contraction mode. That's right.
So what's the score?
So April was 48.7.
48.7?
Yeah, that's right. Now, interestingly, services, so if you look at services, which are all things not manufacturing, the services purchasing managers index was at 51.6. Mm. And the hospital PMI was at 55. So services and hospitals were expanding some, and manufacturing was contracting. To me, that says inflation is nowhere close to being finished, right? Because when you have inflation, you have more purchasing units, dollars, right? Chasing fewer and fewer goods. So if we're making less goods and we're producing more services, then the goods naturally will gradually become more expensive.
Sure.
As has been happening.
Yeah.
Right. So that situation has not changed just because another month has gone by.
No.
That's right. All right. We should find something positive to talk about.
Like, well, I guess, the market has been really choppy lately. I guess one of the positive things that we've made up the ground that we lost from quote-unquote Liberation Day when the tariffs were announced.
We have.
It's been choppy ever since then, but we've kind of just breached the point where we were that day.
We've kind of come back to that point. Mm-hmm. Year to date, we're still down.
Yes.
Right. So the S&P 500 is still down year to date, even though we have, as you said, we've made up the ground that we lost since Liberation Day.
Mm-hmm.
So it remains to be seen. You know, if you have a higher point and then you decline and then you recover, you rebound, but you don't go as high as the previous high point, that could still turn into a downward trend.
Yeah.
So we really want to watch that dynamic carefully.
But I think we dodged the bullet and what a lot of folks thought was going to happen, though, that we would just be on a continuous downward spiral. And
that's
I'm
right.
Glad that didn't happen to folks.
Like the floor didn't just fall out.
No.
That's right.
Yeah, for sure.
Well, so much more we could talk to, but we're almost out of time.
Yeah, we had a lot of notes here, but I think the Pope news and then the auction news, those are some good things we wanted to include.
That's right.
So we're all out of time out of this segment. We're going to hear from some of our supporters. We'll be back shortly. You're listening to Money and Mission on Holy Family Radio, WHYF AM 720.
Welcome back to Money and Mission here on Holy Family Radio, where we're talking about wealth management built on a foundation of biblical wisdom and principles. I'm James Good.
And I am Eric Terrio.
Good to have you back from Thailand.
Yes. Glad to be back.
Nice trip.
It was an amazing trip.
Mm-hmm. And I guess you got to see some of that international products and services, people buying things. I mean, you spent money while you were there, right?
Yeah, I got to see firsthand the currency exchange,
mm-hmm.
the price of goods
right.
in a different country,
right?
Kind of how folks go about their days with work and consuming those and their habits of cooking as opposed to eating the street food, picking it up on the way to work. So it was real interesting to see how they operate in their economy and
mm-hmm.
It was a great, on top of the monkeys and elephants.
On top of the monkeys, yeah.
On the financial part, yeah, that part was cool.
That's right, yeah. Well, it's good to have you back. And
thank you.
Next week or whenever you get a chance, you'll have to share some pictures with our listeners.
Okay, yeah.
I will do that here.
I will. I'll have you describe it very well.
That's right, yeah, yeah. Well, we want to talk about something this week that is a topic that I've been talking about for 33 years.
Wow.
It's hard to believe way back when I got into
not tired of it yet?
The financial services business. No. And I've been talking with people about risk management for 33 years.
It's a very important topic.
Yeah. And I think you spend a fair amount of time talking with people about that yourself, right?
Yeah.
That topic. So,
because there's so many different ways to manage risk.
To manage risk. That's right.
And it's fascinating.
It kind of leads us back, though, to the question of what is risk?
Mm-hmm.
Right? And I think, really, if you don't get anything else out of the conversation today, we hope that you will, you know, gain an understanding of what risk is and maybe some of the general approaches that can be taken to risk management and understanding that in the context of good stewardship.
Mm-hmm.
Did I say that right?
Or I think so.
Yeah. Would you say that any differently?
Mm-hmm. And I have a little definition here for risk for our listeners. You could think of it as a possibility of loss, harm, or negative deviation from an expected outcome.
Oh, negative deviation.
Mm-hmm.
I love it. Negative deviation. That's like a four-syllable word right there.
Well, that was a mouthful.
Yeah. And that's really just you have a certain outcome in mind, mm-hmm. a certain thing you're expecting to see happen, and then the negative thing happens instead.
That's right.
Right.
And it's not just about money, but our ability to fulfill our mission and care for those that God has entrusted to us.
That's right. Yeah. So, I mean, a great example, let's say, I mean, you went to Thailand, right?
I got travel insurance.
You got travel insurance?
It was like 20 bucks, 25 right. bucks.
I mean, a negative outcome would have been you got stuck in an airport somewhere.
Yes.
In Thailand, of all places.
Yes.
Right? Maybe you missed your flight for whatever reason.
They're not cheap from that far away.
That's right. And there you are, you know, not really knowing the language, and that is a negative outcome.
Mm-hmm. Or if I'd have broke my leg on one of the excursions.
Right.
And I would have needed local medical attention.
That's right. So risk is when something happens that is not, it's negative from the expected outcome.
It deviated from my plan for sure.
It deviated from your plan. So there are all kinds of risks in our world today, and we really can't avoid risk.
No.
Right? I mean, risk is a natural
it's
part
a
of
fact
life.
Of life.
That's right. A lot of times we'll like live life and life's just going on. We're engaging in all the activities we usually engage in. We just get used to doing things. Get up every morning, I get ready for my day, you know, I hop in a shower, hop out of a shower, I hop in my car, go to work. There's a lot of risk, even though I've gotten used to doing all those things and it just doesn't feel like a very risky set of activities.
When I'm rushing, sometimes I stub my toe real hard on a bed.
That's right.
That was a negative deviation.
That's right. I turned 60 the other week. You know, I could fall out of the shower,
yeah.
right? And there would be problems there. So there's risk all over the place. Sometimes we think of, you know, higher risk activities and lower risk activities, but there's risk all over the place.
But also Solomon said we can't predict the future, right?
Well, he didn't. He said something about, and this was Ecclesiastes, I think, in the 11th chapter, right, where he says, divide your portion to seven or even eight because you don't know what evil will befall you.
Mm-hmm.
And I think he was talking more about investing there. But
diversification.
That's right. But still, the point is, you have no idea when the bad things might happen.
Mm-hmm.
And that's risk.
So right? Having it all in one basket. And
exposed
to a lot of risk.
To a lot of risk.
It's not a good position to be
That's
in.
That's not a good position. So the question is there any way? You know, we often talk about insurance because the immediate thing we think about is protection.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I know we talked about this as we were prepping for this conversation, that insurance is a financial vehicle. But it doesn't really protect us.
No.
Right. I mean, insurance.
It won't prevent something bad from happening.
That's right. You can have all kinds of insurance and you could still be driving down the road and have a car accident.
That's right.
Right. So the insurance did not protect you in that regard.
And my counter argument was that, well, provide some level of protection for your assets.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
It's a financial tool.
Not fully, as you came back with.
Right. That's right. And yeah, because maybe if somebody finds out that you have a certain insurance policy, they would sue you for
mm-hmm.
an amount that was larger than the insurance policy.
Mm-hmm.
So, but it is a financial tool, certainly. Insurance structured properly helps to make sure that dollars are available specifically at the time when they're needed.
Right. It provides financial resources to help navigate the aftermath of those situations.
That's right. But it's super important, again, as we talk about that, to remember that only God can protect us. And if we think about insurance in terms of protection, well, initially we feel okay about it, but somewhere along the way, if we're really spending time thinking on this topic, we recognize that whatever financial tool we have in place, there's no possible way it can cover every eventuality. And then we leave ourselves open to worry and anxiety because we recognize that there's a limit to the financial tools we have available. Now, that's, you know, kind of one side of the spectrum where if you spend your time thinking in that way, then it's easy to get all wrapped up in worry and anxiety. The other side of the spectrum is, well, if I can't cover all the possibilities, then I'm not going to do anything at all.
Right. Which is bad.
Which is equally bad in a different kind of way. So, you know, only God can protect us, but he gives us resources to use as good stewards. And so insurance, we say, is a tool, and it's a way of being a good steward.
A tool for stewardship.
A tool for stewardship.
I like that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's exactly right. So, but also, while an insurance policy makes sure that there's money available at specific times for specific purposes, again, money is not wealth.
No.
Money is a tool. So if someone's death occurs or, you know, a car that you really enjoy driving is completely totaled or a house burns down or, you know, something like that, there is a real loss. And money can help to, again, address the financial needs, but money really can't just go bring that same stuff back.
That's right. And I know you had an interesting story that you wanted to share.
Yeah, I remember early on in the business, way back when I was getting started, I did house calls and I was out visiting with people. That's right, a few popes ago. Not that old. But anyway, I only looked that way, right? But there I was. So I was meeting with these folks who were fine Christian people and sitting in their homes, and we would have these planning meetings together, right? And every time I went over, before the meeting got started, we would always have a little prayer, and they would pray, Lord, we pray that you would give James wisdom and understanding. And then we'd talk about things, and we were finding tax deductions, and we were finding investments that were doing really, really well. And it was really easy to see how God was giving me direction, right? Because we were finding all kinds of wonderful things, tax deductions and investments. And then one day they said, well, young man, what has God laid on your heart today? And I said, well, I think we should be talking about long-term care insurance, which is an expensive proposition, right? And suddenly it was harder to see how God had laid that on my heart, right? And I was like, well, but anyway, so it took several meetings and over a several month period of time. Eventually, we were talking together at one point, and they said, we always felt like God has always taken care of us. And I said, well, sometimes we pray and pray for God to take care of us, and he sends along a good insurance policy.
That's right.
That's right. And he puts a pen on the table right in front of us. You know, all we have to do is pick it up and sign it in order to get what God's put in front of us there. And he said, young man, I'll buy that.
Yeah.
Right. So, we can cover the rest of that story when we come back after our weekly puzzler.
Yeah, we're almost out of time in this segment, so let's switch gears.
And we're here with our weekly puzzle. Yay. Again, my favorite part of the show.
So, James, what was the question and the answer for the puzzler last week?
Well, I think it was your question, but really it was, I am the cost of using money that isn't yours yet. I can accumulate slowly or rapidly, depending on agreements made beforehand. Savers like to see me grow, while borrowers try to keep me low. What am I?
Savers like to see me grow, while borrowers try to keep me low. I like that.
Yeah, that's right. Interest.
Interest.
That's right.
And Joe actually got that one.
Joe got that last week. That's right.
Well, the puzzler for this week is another good one. So it goes, fortunes can change based on my daily perceived value, driven by millions of buy and sell decisions reflecting confidence or fear about the future of businesses. Major news outlets report on my general direction constantly. What am I?
That sounds complicated.
It is. But fortunes can change based on my daily perceived value, driven by millions of buy and sell decisions, and major news outlets report on my general direction constantly. What am I?
If you think you know the answer to that, send your answer to radiopuzzle@wealthdevelopmentcouncil.com. We'll read the answer on the show next week. We need to take a break to hear from our supporters. You're listening to Holy Family Radio, WHYF, AM 720. Welcome back to Money and Mission here on Holy Family Radio, where we're talking about wealth management and built on a foundation of biblical wisdom and principles. I'm James Good.
And I am Eric Terrio.
And we were leaving off, we left off with in the middle of a story, right?
Yeah.
About a conversation I was having with someone 32 years ago. And I was very, very new in the business at the time, and they had said, you know, about long-term care insurance. You know, James, we pray and pray for God to take care of us, and He has always taken care of us, right? And I said, well, you know, what to say? I said, well, sometimes we pray and pray for God to take care of us, and He sends along a good insurance policy. Mm-hmm. And lo and behold, there's a pen laying on the table right in front of us. All you do is sign that paper. Mm-hmm. And anyway, so the gentleman said, he said, young man, I'll buy that. And he did on the spot. He completed his long-term care application and away that went. Well, she said, I mean, she was a harder sell, right? And anyway, so a couple more months went by, but in late August that year, we did place a long-term care policy. And over Labor Day weekend, this woman who had been as healthy as a horse all her life went into the hospital with a brain tumor. And she came out of the hospital and was flat on her back for the remaining 4 months of her life. And I went over to visit with her to help the family get a claim up and running. And she was hanging her head, you know. She said, oh, you're the last person I really wanted to see. Mm. I said, well, why? Why is that? She said, well, I just finished telling you how God has always taken care of us. And now I'm like, that's not happening. And I said, no, actually He is, right? Mm. Because you signed that policy, remember? Mm-hmm. And so for all of the expenses that they had for the remainder of her life, their total net out-of-pocket was $400.
Wow.
And the policy paid to, you know, renovate their entire downstairs and you know, home health aides. Just, it was a very, very expensive proposition.
Mm-hmm.
And, but, you know, they took advantage of the opportunity that God had placed in front of them, and they were good stewards in that regard. And so the policy didn't keep the bad thing from happening.
Right.
But it made sure there were dollars available when the dollars were needed for exactly the purpose that the dollars were intended for.
Mm-hmm.
So that is a tool. Insurance, like any other form of money, is a tool. And it can be used for specific things like that.
So let's talk about some of the other tools that are available under risk management.
Under the insurance category.
Yeah.
Right.
Yep.
Which, you know, interestingly, I don't do so much of that anymore. I mean, you're very involved with clients in that direction, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Having those conversations on a daily basis.
So I forgot to count how many different kinds of insurances there actually are. but
oh, did you? You forgot to do that count?
There's life insurance,
mm-hmm.
right? I mean, we all know life insurance. And then all the myriad of types.
It doesn't protect you from dying, that's
doesn't
for sure.
prevent you from dying. That's exactly right. It just makes sure there's money available. So there's life insurance
mm-hmm.
and long-term care
mm-hmm.
insurance. Long-term care insurance, again, doesn't prevent you from going into a nursing home or, you know, falling and needing help with activities of daily living.
Just like all of us are required to have car insurance.
That's right. And it doesn't prevent accidents. That's right. So, and speaking of that, auto insurance, personal liability insurance, or for, say, your property, mm-hmm. right?
Your business.
Homeowners, that's right, and business. Disability insurance. Replacing your income if you can't go to work, or even paying business expenses if you have a policy structured like that.
Because often they say that your ability to earn a paycheck is your largest asset.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. Which gets smaller and smaller as you get older
yeah.
and older.
The ability and your capacity.
That's right. It starts out as a very large asset, and it gradually gets smaller and smaller. It's what we refer to as a wasting asset.
Mm.
Yeah. Okay, that wasn't on our outline.
Sure,
I just made that up in a moment, right? But what other kinds of social insurance?
Social insurance.
So, Social Security.
Oh.
Right? Do you ever see the letters OAHSDI? That stands for Old Age, Health, Survivors, and Disability Insurance. Now, we know that as Social Security, right? But OAHSDI. If you look at your paycheck ever, you probably have a line item on your paycheck if you're employed that says OAHSDI, something like that. And that is how we all collectively pay for this thing that we know as Social Security. And Medicare is wrapped up in that. So that falls into the health insurance category.
And there's pet insurance.
And oh, there is pet insurance.
Yeah. Well, legal insurance.
That's right. And you mentioned travel insurance.
Yep.
Right. And then, so there are insurances that cover very broad kinds of things.
And then there's an umbrella policy that's really
very
broad on top of it. Yeah.
That's right. So broad-based policies are things like life insurance. Now, you can have some life insurance only pays if you die the wrong way by accident.
Accidental death and dismemberment.
That's right. Yeah,
it's usually rather inexpensive as well.
It's very expensive because it almost never happens, right? The risk of it actually happening is very small. So it sounds like, wow, I've got this big benefit, except that it almost never happens.
If I die in a plane crash.
That's right. And, you know, after the pilot, you know, fainted, whatever, all these things that have to converge together in order for
it's
the
like
policy.
A parlay.
That's right. But there's insurances that are broad-based, and there's insurances that are very focused, and they almost mm-hmm. never pay because the circumstance is so narrow. We like to refer to that as things like toenail insurance, right? Yeah. It's, you know,
like a hand model in commercials.
Ring
commercials might insure their hands.
That's right. Yeah, the main idea in insurance, though, is to own insurance policies that would cover and reimburse you for the financial events that you couldn't handle yourself.
Yep.
Right. I mean, small financial events.
Because you can either choose to self-fund
mm-hmm.
or you can have an insurance policy.
That's right. So, but like a lot of these small events, if I go to the dentist to get my teeth cleaned, I mean, that's an expense, but it's an expense that I can handle. So there's no point in trading dollars with an insurance company. That's not a recommendation, no. right? I mean, if you feel like dental insurance is important, that you know, that's a decision that you need to make. But
my company pays for mine, mostly so.
Mostly, yes.
I'm going to hold on to that.
That's right. Yeah, that's right. But the point is that, you know, that again, some insurance policies pay large amounts for broad events that occur frequently.
Like a $4 million life insurance policy.
$4 million life insurance, or $5 million, or $10 million, or whatever the case might be. Or your homeowner's insurance, that if your house burned down, you would have a very difficult time replacing it. or, you know, and so on and so forth, mm-hmm. right?
So what about insurance for business owners? What are some important policies that could be involved in that situation?
Yeah, so in business, then clearly, like, let's say you have several partners in a business, and each partner is responsible for doing very specific things. Clearly, if one of those partners either died or became disabled, I mean, that would be crippling to the business because they would have financial obligations maybe to that person's survivor and so on and so forth.
So like a really critical product engineer, developer, your number one salesperson, mm-hmm. one of the business owners.
That's right. Mm-hmm. That's right. You know, so some life insurance policies are structured very specifically to those business circumstances. Some disability policies are structured very specifically to those business situations, and those are usually referred to as buy sell types of policies. But
and that's where the company would actually own the policy.
The company could. There are several different structures of that, and you know, no.
But essentially, what I'm getting at is they're benefiting off the proceeds,
correct?
Off the passing or the disability of that individual.
That's right.
To help the continuity of the business, make mm-hmm. sure they're running.
That's right.
And if they have to look for a new replacement.
That's right.
So all those factors.
That's right. The financial need there is tied to a business reality, mm-hmm. As opposed to saying someone who owns a life insurance policy to fund their children's college education.
Sure.
If their death occurs before the children go to college, right? So there are two mm-hmm. different kinds of needs. But they're big financial needs that, you know, if that eventuality happens, it would be far beyond the financial capacity of people to actually pay for it themselves or more than what they would want to really pay for themselves.
Then there's business liability. Someone walks into your building, slips mm-hmm. and falls.
That's right.
That's what liability help cover.
That's right. Yeah. And as we've said before, you know, owning such insurance policies for any of those reasons does not prevent those things from happening.
No.
Right. It just makes sure that there's money available at the time that it's needed for the purpose that it's needed.
Well, what about annuities?
Ah, annuities.
A special category?
Yeah. Well, yes. So, yeah. So in annuities technically are insurance products, right? Because they are based on the life of a person. There are actually three kinds of annuities. Well, there's more. I mean, there's a myriad of kinds of annuities, but there are three categories that we'll reference here. There are commercial annuities that are issued by insurance companies. Then there are private annuities, and a private annuity is just an agreement between two different parties to transfer property back and forth to each other. Maybe it's a business interest or a piece of land. And then annuity payments are made from one person to the other based on their life expectancy. And finally, charitable annuities. Those are actually issued by charities, or some foundations will issue charitable annuities. And that accommodates a charitable gift to that charity, but then it provides a payment back to whoever made the donation in the first place.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So there can be some tax benefits to that, some significant tax benefits. And again, so there's three general kinds of annuities like that. And if we would dig into each one of those categories, we would find a plethora of different types of annuities and annuity structures.
Well, let's take a quick break and then jump into that a little bit deeper. We're going to listen to some words from our supporters. You're listening to Money and Mission on Holy Family Radio.
Welcome back to Money in Mission here on Holy Family Radio, WHYF AM 720, where we are talking about wealth management built on a foundation of biblical wisdom and principles. I'm James Good.
And I am Eric Terrio.
And we're talking today about risk management.
That's right.
And insurance.
A very important topic.
That's right. I originally thought when we were putting our notes together, how in the world are you going to talk for an hour about insurance?
Watch us.
And watch us. That's right. Just watch or listen.
Yeah, listen.
Because you can't
to this.
Watch us on the radio. But I'm starting to think we could probably talk the rest of the year about this
make it
topic.
A four-part series.
A four-part series about that.
And you said we could unpack it. A bunch of those policies. Did you want to kind of go back and discuss a little
bit
more?
Well, no, I think what we should do is like put these into different topical headings and just, you know, take a little deeper dive into some of the different aspects of that. One key question is, do you pay taxes?
There you go.
On insurance benefits?
Mm-hmm.
Do you pay taxes on insurance benefits? That's like a pop quiz.
And I'm going to say maybe. It depends.
A good solid maybe.
It depends.
That's right.
Because Uncle Sam wants his money at some point.
That's right. But typically, I mean, if a policy is structured, we'll say the right way, often, most of the time, those benefits will not be taxable. Right?
Mm-hmm.
But not
for the
always.
Ones that we're talking about, yeah, in this
yeah,
case.
Yeah, for the ones that we're talking about. But structured the wrong way, those benefits that usually wouldn't be taxable could all of a sudden become taxable.
That's right. And so then not only are you dealing with a horrible situation, whatever you're dealing with.
That's right.
Now you've got the IRS wanting a large tax bill.
That's
from
right.
You.
Yeah. So, well, maybe that'll be something that we talk about when we have our CPA friend on and we're working at getting him scheduled. So there are a lot of different types of insurance policies that we were covering. Does the Bible actually talk about insurance? I don't think it mentions the word.
No, it doesn't mention Aflac or anything like that.
Yeah.
But
never mind. Okay, it's moving along. but no, there is this verse, it's 1 Timothy 5:8, right? Anyone who does not provide for their relatives, especially those of their own household, has denied the faith and is worse than an unbeliever.
Mm.
There was a different version said it a different way. That was the New International Version. And I think King James Version says something like, anyone who does not visit and care for widows and orphans, especially their own family, is worse than an infidel.
That's a pretty clear statement.
Yeah.
And here's one here from Proverbs. Be sure you know the condition of your flocks. Give careful attention to your herds. And I think that applies to managing and protecting, you know, your family interests, your business interests.
Mm-hmm. Making sure things are structured so that when those risk kinds of things happen.
Because they will.
Because they will. That you're actually prepared
mm-hmm.
for that. And, you know, again, carefully structured life insurance.
And I used to say that to folks sometimes. Out of all these insurance products that we're talking about, really there's only one of them that's absolutely guaranteed to happen. And that's that you're going to pass away.
Mm, that's right.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, early on, I was taking a test. Early on in my career, I was taking a test.
One of many.
That's right. on the topic of life insurance. And there was a trick question, right? Mm. Because it said, you know, which of these policies always pays?
Ah.
You know, and I picked the kind of life insurance. And I looked at it and I was like, for sure. You know, a whole life insurance policy will always pay. But the trick question was, what if you didn't pay the premium?
Ew.
And the policy lapsed. Well, that's true, right? Because you must pay your premiums.
Well, that would be true about all. Well, not that if it was a paid up.
Okay, all right.
A paid up life insurance.
But, well, policy. it was still the, you know, that's the
they
way.
Try to get them back.
Yeah, try to get them back. That's right. So the point is that.
What was the real answer?
Well, the real answer was that there aren't any policies that always pay.
Was that an option to choose?
No, actually. Oh. Well, no, it wasn't. It's been a long time.
Okay.
So it's been, you know, over 30 years since I had that particular
test.
That's
unfair.
But no, it isn't. That's right. But life's not fair. So the point is that as long as premiums are paid and the policies that you hold are in force and they're written by reputable companies who are financially able to
don't violate any terms.
That's right, support their claims. You know, all those ifs. The fine print that we talk about in our opening commentary, right?
Mm-hmm.
Products and services and all the information that's confusing You know, you should be reading that and you should know what that means.
Absolutely.
So,
As well as all of your policies and information on the policies you have.
That's right. Yeah. Yeah. Which we'll get to in around 30 seconds. But I just wanted to say that while the Bible doesn't say the word insurance specifically, it talks about meeting the needs of people around us. And when you really think that through, it kind of fits the very definition of what happens when you have insurance policies. Again, because those dollars are designed to pay for specific things at specific times.
Mm-hmm.
So, well, let's just talk about some general things that people should know about in handling and maintaining, you know, insurance portfolios, for lack of better terms.
Yeah, because a lot of our listeners have some of these policies out there for sure.
Mm-hmm.
And they may understand them, may not have a clue about them.
That's
but
right.
There's some things they should definitely stay on top of.
Yeah.
Oh, like Joe. He's like, I got something over here.
Yeah, that's right.
I don't know.
I mean, how often is it that you you get this policy? And it's not, the reason probably that insurance policies go sit in a drawer is because it's not exactly fun.
You don't play with it.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
You don't do
it. It's like, you know, you're. Your husband, your wife, you know, hey, what are we doing tonight? You know, tonight's date night, right? So what do we got going on? Well, I thought we'd pull out our insurance policy.
Yeah. You know, Let's have a read.
You know, we're gonna. It's like, how about if we don't do that, right? Yeah, let's go out for ice cream instead. Well, it is important to know your policy,
mm-hmm.
though, right? Every policy has a deck page or a place where you can see the schedule of benefits that the policy provides.
And a deck page is a declaration page?
Yes.
Yep.
That's right. Sorry, I just abbreviated.
No, industry jargon.
Yeah, I wanted to see if you were listening. Oh, that's right. Back from Thailand.
That's
What's
right.
the deck page, Eric?
Oh, okay. That's right. Ready to go.
That's right. So, but no, really, that is the page that says specifically.
It declares what's in.
It declares what the policy will do, what the benefits are.
Mm-hmm.
So at a bare minimum.
Because there's an agreement between you and the insurance company.
Mm-hmm.
I agree to pay you money, premium,
that's right. Mm-hmm.
And then you agree to cover X, whatever's if written in that policy.
X, Y things happen.
Yeah.
That's right. Yeah, X, Y, Z things happen. So at a bare minimum, you should at least annually spend some time looking through the declaration page, the benefits page, mm-hmm. of each of your policies. And you don't have to be an analyst really to, or, you know, fancy, you know, life insurance or any kind of, you know, insurance, you know, analyst or underwriter. You don't have to be that to really understand. It's just important to know in generally what do these policies do.
Mm-hmm. But if you don't understand and you're absolutely not sure, we recommend that you review that with a professional.
Yeah.
At least once to really understand what you have on your hands.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Like you.
Yep.
Yeah.
Give us a call.
That's right. Yeah, that's right. You know, I spend most of my time in the investment world these days, but I know you are deep in the weeds talking with people on a regular basis about what these things mean. So,
and we'll be happy to go over those with
that's
you.
That's right. So, So to know what the policy means, what does it intend to do? And then, is there an expiration date? Oh, wow. Again, like we said earlier, you know, you can have a policy. It's supposed to do all these different things. But if it comes time to do it and the policy actually expired,
mm-hmm.
then it's...
And that's been in the drawer all these years and you didn't know.
That's right. Yeah. So if you don't ever look at it, you'll never know if those kinds of things are coming up. So you really should know your policy. So annuities.
Yeah.
You know, you had mentioned annuities early. Do annuities have a benefit page?
Oh, yes.
Yeah. So what would an annuity benefit page talk about?
Well, it's outlining what cash flow you can expect to receive.
How much income.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Could tell you maybe the return on your investment inside of that account.
That's right. Whether the income is supposed to last for the rest of your life or, for 10 years or, a specific period of time.
Well, last after your life, yeah.
After your life, yeah. That's right. Because some annuities are structured to pay an income
to your spouse or
for a certain number
person.
Of years after you're gone. That's exactly right. So know the policy, right? Understand in general what it is supposed to be doing for you. And then I think to review those policies.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
Yeah.
Because, sitting in that drawer, that document's not changing, but your life is.
That's right. Life changes.
Your circumstances, your family dynamics.
That's right. And all of a sudden, maybe you built a house or you have a house and you remodel a house, you add to it, you renovate the interior and so on and so on. And all of a sudden, the replacement value of that house is a lot more than it was when you started.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't update your insurance policy and something happens to that house.
Or what if a young family, husband and wife get married, you buy an insurance policy, you think you're covered, but 10 years down the road, you have a big house, mortgage, 4 kids.
That's right.
Total different situation going on.
That's right.
And what you have is probably, in most cases, likely inappropriate.
That's right. Or inflation, our favorite topic, right?
Joe asked us not to talk about that today.
Okay, don't talk about
inflation. We promised we wouldn't.
But what does inflation have to do with insurance? Well, the purchasing power of your money could get decimated because of insurance. And then all of a sudden, a benefit that looked like it was really sufficient is suddenly not good enough anymore for no other reason than that the economy changed around you.
And we can't avoid inflation either, like we can't avoid any of the scenarios of what these risks may bring on in our lives, can use these policies as tools.
That's right, as tools to stay current and make sure that we're, again, being good stewards in that corner of our lives as well.
Mm-hmm. No, I thought that was a very, very important topic to talk about today. And get folks thinking. Look at what you got. Reach out. Mm-hmm. Give us a call. We'll be happy to go over things with you.
That's right. We're almost out of time.
Yep. Well, thanks.
Thanks,
Joe, for another show.
That's right.
Everybody listening next week, you're listening to Money and Mission on Holy Family Radio, WHYF AM 720.
Yes.